ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमादिभक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी नमले नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पश्चाच देशधारिणे. So we are reading from the 10th canto, 23rd chapter, text 32. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Echo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. It's better. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. Na Prithaye Anuragaya Hi Anga Sango Renam Iha Tan Mano Mai Yunjana Achiran Mam Avapsyata Na Prithaye Nuragaya Yanga Sango Nidamiha Tanmano Mayunjana Jana Achiranama Vapsyata Na Prithaye Nuragaya Yanga Sango Nidamiha Tanmano Mayunjana Achiran Mama Vapsyata Na Prithaye Nuragaya Yanga Sango Nidamiha Tanmano Mayunjana Achiran Mam Avapshita. Okay. Okay. Not. Prithaye for satisfaction. Anuragaya for loving attraction. He certainly. Angasangaha physical association. Rinam for people. Iha, in this world. Tat, therefore. Manaha, your minds. Mai, upon me. Yunjanaha, fixing. Achirat, very quickly. Mam, me. Avapsyata, you will achieve. For you to remain in my bodily association would certainly not please people in this world, nor would it be the best way for you to increase your love for me. Rather, you should fix your minds on me, and very soon you will achieve me. So you can repeat. For you to remain in my bodily association would certainly not please people in this world, nor would it be the best way for you to increase your love for me. Rather, you should fix your minds on me, and very soon you will achieve me. So, purport by the servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So, the Lord pointed out that people in general would not appreciate a loving affair between Lord Krishna, who superficially was appearing as a coward boy, and the wives of the Brahmana community. Also, the Brahmana lady's own devotion and love would increase most efficiently in separation. In other words, it would be best all around if they continued to fix their minds on Lord Krishna and thus went on with the process they've been practicing throughout their lives. The Lord and his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, expertly engaged the Lord's devotees in different types of service so that all of them can quickly return to his lotus feet. So, okay, again the verse. Pritaye nuhragaya yanga sango nunamiha tanmano mai hunjana achiran bhama vapshata. So, omagana timiranda shaganjana shalake achakshura biditab yena tosmai shigurave namaha. So, I'm going to read some of the Acharya's commentaries, which are quite interesting. So, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments. Will our desires ever be fulfilled? Asking this with tears in their glancing eyes, they listened to his answer. Direct contact with me in this world of men will not produce love or increase attraction for me. Longing and separation will create more intense attraction to me. Therefore, Tat, absorb your minds in me and you will attain me soon. And Jiva Goswami says, so what will happen with our request to you? In this verse, Krishna resolves the issue in this birth, Iha. Your close association with me as servants will not bring happiness or will not be at all attractive to human beings because of this hostility in people taught by engaging your minds in me. After leaving your bodies, achirat, you will attain me. Excuse me. In this regard, one should consider the following. This is interesting. There are two types of devotees of Krishna. On the border of the pastimes and within the pastimes. Remember that, two types of devotees. On the border of the pastimes and within the pastimes. Taking support of the Lord's supreme power through the Lord is invisible. The border devotees worship one of the eight deity forms, knowing or not knowing the Lord directly. And actually, I'll continue with this explanation in a second, but I just really want to explain what it means by eight deity forms, because that may be a little confusing for all of you. So there is quotes from Prabhupada about these eight deity forms, and actually this is an interesting discussion. I'm going to read the quotes. There are eight kinds of forms. This is from Prabhupada, and some of these are from his purports, and some of these are from Prabhupada's classes. Either you paint, either you make a form of wood, from stone, from jewels. According to the Vedic system, there are so many different types of deities. So here, deities are being referred to. So Krishna can accept your service in any way. That is Krishna's omnipotency. He has got omnipotency. But we can handle, if we want to worship that Janak Virat form of Krishna, if you want to dress him with cloth, Where is such amount of cloth? How can you do it? So, you know, some people are very much pantheistic. You know, they worship God and nature. So how can you dress Krishna? I mean, where's the personal interaction? So let me continue with Prabhupada's quotes. These are really sweet quotes. So it is Krishna's kindness that he's appeared before you in a small form, So according to your capacity, you can make a very nice dress in Krishna. You can dress him. By dressing him, Krishna will understand that here's my devotee. He's giving me some service. This is the position. Therefore, temple worship, the deity worship, is essential for the Kanishtha Adhikari. Simply, if you think that Krishna is everywhere, I shall think of Krishna, meditate on him. That is not possible. Meditation, that is also regular. He doesn't complete the word regulative. Requires good qualification. Adhyana vasita tadgatena manasa pashanti yam yoginaha. That's from the Bhagavatam, of course. That means the yogis, they're meditating on Krishna. Jana vasita tad gatena manasa, in their minds, and they're seeing Krishna in their minds. I just have to translate that for you. They're seeing Krishna in their minds by this meditation. But Krishna, by his kindness, Archimurti, a child can also see Krishna. An innocent, any illiterate man can see. Any man can see. A brahmana can see. A shudra can see. Therefore, this deity worship is so important. The same purpose is served when a devotee worships the form of the Lord in the temple. There's no difference between devotional service in the temple and meditation on the form of the Lord. Since the form of the Lord is the same, whether he appears within the mind or some concrete element, there are eight kinds of forms recommended for the devotees to see. The forms may be made of sand, clay, wood, or stone. They may be contemplated within the mind or made of jewels, metal, or painted colors. But all the forms are of the same value. It is not that one who meditates on the form within the mind sees differently from one who worships the form in the temple. The Supreme Personality of God is absolute, and therefore there is no difference between the two. So some points about the form before we go on with the purports of the acharyas is that you cannot meditate on any form you want. Just like if someone is married, they can't meditate on the form of their wife or their husband, and consider that to be, you know, meditate on the form. It has to be, first of all, an authorized form, that is from descriptions in the shastras, coming down the cyclic succession described by one spiritual master, and then one has to be authorized to worship that particular form. In other words, if you're going to worship a particular deity form of the Lord, even though it's an actual deity form of the Lord, you actually have to have the authorization of your spiritual master to do such a thing. And another point that Prabhupada often makes is explaining how a physical form can actually be spiritual or can actually be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gives the example of an electrician who can take electrical energy and transform it from heating to cooling and then cooling to heating, just like we have reverse cycle air conditioners here. You know, right now, that one in the back is heating us. It's actually quite hot in here, although everyone likes to keep it like a sauna bath. I don't. It's actually quite warm in here. So that's reverse cycle. It's the same electrical energy. It's either heating or cooling. This is really interesting. So Krishna can do that. And so we should, when Krishna does that, and we have an authorized form that's described in the Vedic literature, is given to us by the acharyas, then we have to be very careful of those forms. We've mentioned many times before to devotees who have, you know, pictures of the Supreme Personality of God. Prabhupada actually said, if the picture falls on the floor, then, you know, of course, obviously you pick it and touch it to your head. And then there was one time Prabhupada said, if it touches your feet, it's like you have to offer obeisances like 100 times or 1,000 times or something like that. You know, this matter can be transmuted. And this process of transmutation of matter, a transformation of matter, is actually understood, but not philosophically understood, but understood in terms of practice by many religions. For example, sometimes we're talking to Christians. Let's take Christians first. So we're talking to Christians, and they say, well, you're worshiping the deity form, and you're worshiping matter. And then I explain to them that you're actually worshiping the Bible. I say the same thing to the Muslims. I said, what would you do if I took the Bible, which is made of paper, ink, glue, of course, you have to glue the thing together, and I would put it on the ground and start stomping on it. What would you do to me? And of course, the Muslims would say, jihad. We'd kill you. So you understand, but it's just paper. That's all. And in the Jewish religion, of course, they have the this is called Simchas Torah. Yeah, Simchas Torah. Mother Irma can correct me. Where they take the Torah out. You know what Torah is? Torah. So Torah is, you know, five books of Moses. And then they parade it around like a deity. It's like a deity, isn't it? Oh. Not in my temple. They only did it once a year. So we had a better temple than you. So anyway, so I know that we had an altar too. And once a year, we would take it. This is once a year, my temple. We're Reform. So liberal, Jewish West. So anyways, so they take it around. And, you know, people would follow it around just like the deity. So there is that understanding. So people challenge us on the deity. And they say, you know, you all have deities. Whether it's the Quran, you know, if I did that to the Quran, or, I mean, they're very respectful because they can't even make a form of Muhammad. That's actually prohibited in Muslim religion. So this process of transmutation is actually at least not understood, but accepted to some extent in practically every religion in the world, which is really interesting. So therefore, we have to be very careful when we have these forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For example, if there's a picture, you know, many times I've talked to the devotees about this, you know, if you put a picture on what, your shirt, then you have to be very careful. I mean, don't put a picture on your shirt when you're sweating. That's hard. Because, you know, you don't want to sweat on Krishna. Don't wear it in the bathroom. And if you have a picture on the bead bag, just be really careful, because Krishna is present in the picture. Not only in the installed deities. You know, one will say, well, Krishna comes to the deities when he's installed, but because it's an authorized form of the Lord, Krishna's already there. Just like we installed Radha Golokananda in 1985 here. And so before that, Radha Golokananda were standing in my room in the cabin in the woods. And he was already there. So what's the difference with the installation? Installation is you taking a vow of service, and Krishna is enabling you to render service in a particular way. But just like a picture. Here's, you know, we have a picture of Krishna and Balaram. That's Krishna and Balaram. There's no difference in Krishna and Balaram. We're thinking it's different because, you know, it's just a painting. I want to see Krishna and Balaram. But you can see Krishna and Balaram. Or the mantra. Krishna's present in his holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukto. Vinatvam Nama Namino. He's not different than his holy name. Just like when, you know, sometimes when I'm a little Krishna conscious, which is not very often, when I'm chanting to the deities, I'm just thinking, oh, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. Or when we're chanting the Panchatattva Mahamantra, we're looking at the picture of Panchatattva. We're thinking, actually, Lord Chaitanya's associates are being manifest in the name, in their name. Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya's appearing. Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. So they're actually appearing. Not that I am, let's say, manifesting them, but because Prabhupada has actually given us some empowerment, we can actually bring in the mantra. Or if someone happens to be an expert painter, I'm not a painter. If I were to paint a picture of Krishna, Krishna wouldn't manifest in that picture. Someone else, you know, my screwed up mind would manifest in the picture. But anyway, so we're we're able to manifest the present. This is really an important point. By the mercy of Srila Prabhupada and the Simple Succession, we're able to manifest for other people the Panchatattva and Krishna and Radharani if we're following strictly, if we're following the instructions of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So, I mean, it's imperative for us to reach out to others because we can manifest these things. Wow. Just think about it. Anyway, so be careful. And actually, I remember when Prabhupada installed the deities in Los Angeles, he was crying. He said, "You're dealing directly with Krishna." And then when he installed the deities in Australia, he said, "Krishna, I'm leaving you in the hands of the Malechas." So you'll have to make the arrangement. Because he had given people, practically just come to the temple, first and second initiation, so that, because he wanted to kickstart the movement. Or when he went in to Mumbai, Juhu, he installed the deities in, well, actually on a stage first, and then on a shed, in a shed, like a tin shed. And later on, of course, the municipality, they were cutting apart that tin shed with blow torches and were getting ready to attack the deities. And there was one very, do you know who that was? Who was protecting some lady, one of the lady devotees, Vaishnavi, sorry, who's protecting the devotees. And the police actually practically had to beat her up to get her away from protecting the deities. You know, really, really important. And then Prabhupada also said that we should have these gates in front of the deities because in certain circumstances, the deities were attacked. Actually, that happened in certain places, in New Vrindavan in particular. That happened. I remember then the deities were attacked. And at one point, there was a sound from the altar. I'm not going to tell you where the sound came from. But anyway, and they were getting ready to kill Kirtananda. And then Prabhupada said that Krishna protected Kirtananda by that. So anyway, Krishna's there. Krishna is 100% there. So here in this particular verse, basically, the ladies are advised to worship the deity in the mind, Krishna in the mind. Now, there's a reason for that. Anyway, we'll get to that in a second, but let me continue reading. Let me see. We talk about two types of devotees. Some are on the border, and some are within the pastimes. And what's that? Window? Don't open the window. No, it's nice temperature in here. But if you turn on the heat, it's too hot. So basically, hopefully we're on the border of the pastimes. And the gopis are on the, in the pastimes, Mother Yashoda's in the pastimes. And Prabhupada says, not Prabhupada, this is Jiva Goswami, such persons as brahmanas please the Lord by their bhakti in the form of serving him, serving his feet, or taking his foot water. The devotees within the pastimes are of two types. Now, this is really interesting. The first type, devatas and others, taking shelter of his great powers, interact with the Lord as the supreme powerful. So in the Lord's pastimes, the devatas actually participate, but they still have the mood of on reverence towards the Lord. It's not intimacy. I mean, like, for example, the devatas, the demigods, that's demigods for those of you who don't know, the devatas are not like the gopis dancing with Krishna. They're observing or participating in some other way, but they have that mood. It says, taking shelter of his great powers, interact with the Lord as supreme. The second type, they're aware of the Lord's powers, take shelter of his human pastimes. These are humans, such as his mother and father and the brahmanas in his human pastimes. Just as those in his human pastimes act in relation to the particular rules, Krishna also acts reciprocally. Thus, he was indifferent to immediately satisfying the desire of the wives of the Brahmins who wanted to serve him, although they were attracted to his human pastimes. We're going to explain why. Also, another point is that we're going to read that the Acharyas state is that Krishna said in this verse that very soon they'll be able to join him, but actually they say it wasn't very soon. Krishna's just encouraging them. you know, you have this encouragement because they had to. One thing is they had to change their body. They had to take a spiritual body. And not only a spiritual body, but a spiritual body as gopis. Because that's the only type of spiritual body or spiritual personality that can associate with Krishna in conjugal love. And we're going to talk about that in a second. So Sanatana Goswami says, because he, to associate with me conjugally or to live with me always, Anga Sangha. Anga Sangha, that's interesting. Like limb, Sangha, associate. Will not bring about priti or anurag in people with bodies which will wither and die. You know, so this is a direct statement against the sahajas. To associate with Krishna conjugally, you know, in other words, to dress yourself up as a gopi or something like that, to think you're a gopi in this particular body, it's not going to bring priti or anurag in people with bodies which will wither and die, which is this thing. Not all of you, but this thing. In this world of karma, Bart Barcha, since life is short and subject to karma, fix your minds on me, your desire will be fulfilled in Vaikuntha Loka, because there you will have a body of eternity, knowledge, and bliss. Now here, Vaikuntha Loka refers to the spiritual world, a generic term for the spiritual world. Sometimes Vaikuntha can specifically refer to those planets other than Goloka Vrindavan. And sometimes Vaikuntha can refer to in general, because the word Vaikuntha means what? Freedom from, anyone know? Anxiety, Vaikuntha. Because there you have a body of eternity. This was spoken to fool the women. It was not the truth that by associating with Krishna, they had become successful. So in other words, they had to reach the ultimate success. They were embarking on their progress. This is an interesting statement, isn't it? Even though they're part of Krishna's pastimes there. Now, that's the same thing. I want to relate that with Narada Muni. When Narada Muni took sannyas at 5 years of age, because his mother died, he was going through different places, meditating. And then he saw the Lord once. Now, you would think that's perfection, but Krishna said to him, this is the only time you're going to see me in this lifetime. And there's I forget all the whole verse, you know, for those who are not pure, you know, they can't see me all the time like this. And then, so it really, it was like whetted his appetite. You understand? Whetting the appetite. It stimulated his appetite, or let's say desire to see Krishna more and more. So Krishna does that to us. You know, sometimes we have this like burnt up or dried up ecstasy in the beginning. You know, join the Krishna conscious movement. It's wow, I'm so ecstatic. And after 50 years, you know, 50 years, what do I get? Another day older and deeper in debt. So it's just because Krishna has actually given us, you know, a little taste there to inspire us. Sometimes it's explained that if we don't have any taste and we had a taste in the beginning, that may be due to offenses, because after we joined the Krishna conscious movement, we started to commit offenses. Before we joined the Krishna conscious movement, we didn't make offenses against the devotees, at least. So Krishna is just giving them a little impetus here, and he's encouraging them. So this is an interesting statement. It's not the truth that by associating with Krishna, they have become successful. Because you become successful by lolium, intense hankering, which is the price, according to Srila Rupa Goswami, of pure devotional service. It's also, you know, lolium can also drag us down to hell, too, deviate us from devotional service, intense hankering. So here, Krishna is just trying to give the ladies their mood of intense hankering to take a body like the gopis. Or here, let's continue. I'm almost finished with this purport. Or here in Gokula, you are from outside Gokula, Rinam. Rinam, anyway, cannot develop prema for me, anuragaya, within which one has the experience of bliss, pritaye. In other words, as long as you identify with the body, you cannot develop prema. I am attracted to cowards and coward women, not outsiders. Or by my association with you and the bodies of Brahmana's wives, Iha will not produce happiness amongst the coward men and women, Rinam or Anuraga in me or you. This is also a statement to fool the wives. In other words, it's just an excuse. You know, Krishna is saying, well, you know, how can I dance basically with Brahman's wives? It's going to be cause criticism. Well, it's going to cause criticism dancing with coward girls too, you know. So, but he's making an excuse. This is why it said, this is also a statement to fool the wives. You know, he doesn't want to discourage them and say, you know, it's going to take a long time. You got to give up your bodies, girls. Or women, sorry. You got to give up your bodies. You got to wait. You know, you got to have intense hankering. You got to have a form like the gopis. They'll think, oh my God, we want it now. So right now he's making an excuse. He's saying you can't do this because you're Brahmins. And, you know, it's going to cause a disturbance in society, which is true. But also it's causing a disturbance in society for him to associate with the gopis too. I mean, people are pretty upset with him, especially Jatila and Kutila. I mean, they're really upset. Therefore, associate with me in your minds. You will attain me after giving up the present body. Speaking unclearly would produce suffering in the women. Therefore, he says it will happen soon to pacify them, though it actually would take a long time after giving up the present body. Whew. In order to attain special mercy with bodies and bhavas like the gopis, they returned home. He treated them in this way, not because they were Brahman's wives, but because the attainment depended on, in other words, he didn't associate with them. The reason he didn't associate with them had nothing to do with them being Brahman's wives. This is what he's saying here. But because the attainment depended on gopis' bodies and bhavas. Since they had surrendered in prema, which does not depend on material dharma, it would not be suitable to ignore them with excuses concerning material dharma. Whereas Krishna did use this excuse, which is interesting. So one thing I wanted to comment on, and I want to relate this, I don't know if we have time, to the discussion in the Chaitanya Charitamrita about how even Lakshmi wanted to be a gopi. And we talked about this the other day, when we were talking about Gopal Bhatta Goswami and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visiting Venkata Bhatta Gopal Bhatta Goswami's father and Prabhananda Saraswati, Gopal Bhatta Goswami's uncle. So I want to read some of the verses here. And we're not going to have time to read a lot, so I'm going to go through the first portion. Wait a second. Okay, here it is. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Venkata Bhatta, can you tell me why the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, and here's Lakshmi. Lakshmi is not a jiva soul. She is Shakti, expansion of Radharani. So here's Lakshmi. I mean, here in the Bhagavatam, we're talking about the wives of the Brahmanas, but here's Lakshmi. Tell me why Goddess of Fortune Lakshmi could not enter the rasa dance. The authorities of Vedic knowledge could enter the dance and associate with Krishna. So the Shrutis could. So why these men could enter? Well, first of all, here's the story about the men. The men actually became attracted to Lord Ramchandra when Lord Ramchandra was in the Dandakaranya forest. And Lord Ramchandra said, you know, it's not appropriate. I only have one wife. But the next time you appear, you will be able to become gopis and associate with me in this way. So they actually took gopis' bodies. So, in other words, one really has to have the appropriate body to associate, to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, enter into the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So, of course, the Goswamis of Vrindavan, they, as Prabhupada said, a pure devotee can be in two places at one time. A pure devotee can be in the spiritual world enacting his pastimes with Krishna in the spiritual body, like you see with Srinivasacharya. He would go into meditation, and even after his meditation, he would come out of meditation and bring things back from the spiritual world. That's a very unique situation. But it's not something that I do. So here's another quote. Great sages conquer the mind and senses by practicing mystic yoga and controlling the breath. Now, this is just glorification, not just, but it's glorification of the gopis. Having asked by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu why the goddess of fortune could not enter the rasa dance, whereas the authorities in Vedic knowledge could, Venkatabhata replied, I cannot enter into the mysteries of this behavior. And of course, Lord replied, Lord Krishna has a special characteristic. He attracts everyone's heart by the mellow of his personal conjugal love. By following the footsteps of the inhabitants of the planet note of Rajaloka Goloka Vrindavan, one can attain the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. However, in that planet, the inhabitants do not know that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And here's some descriptions here we're going to skip. One who worships the Lord by following in the footsteps of the inhabitants of Braj attain him. In the transcendental planet of Braj, where he is known as the son of Nanda Maharaj. The authorities in the Vedic literature, who are known as the Shruti Ganas, worship Lord Krishna in the ecstasy of the gopis and followed in their footsteps. The personified authorities in Vedic hymns acquired bodies like those of the gopis and took birth in Brajabhumi. In those bodies, they were allowed to enter into the Lord's Rasalela dance. The goddess of, I'm skipping a few verses here. The goddess of fortune, Lakshmi, wanted to enjoy Krishna and at the same time retain her spiritual body in the form of Lakshmi. However, she did not follow in the footsteps of the gopis in her worship of Krishna. Vyasadeva, the supreme authority on Vedic literature, composed the verse beginning Nayam Sukapo Bhagavan, because no one can enter the Rasa Leela dance in anybody other than that of a gopi. And of course, Venkatabhata very much appreciated Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's explanation. So what does this mean for us? Here's a little application. Not that, you know, right now we give up our bodies and take gopis' bodies, which we wouldn't. But we serve, the point is to follow in the footsteps of the gopis, we serve the residents of Vrindavan. So how do we serve the residents of Vrindavan? Well, we are very fortunate in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, because we have His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who is an eternal resident of Vrindavan, as well as his spiritual master, and of course, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj and Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And if we serve them, then, and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are generally Manjari Gopis, which are Manjari Gopis means the assistant gopis, the prepubescent gopis, then we can actually attain Vrindavan. You know, whatever our spiritual identity is in the spiritual world, if we engage in this service. So Prabhupada actually said that those who engage in preaching work, especially, you know, book distribution or other types of preaching, are doing so in the mood of the gopis. In other words, they're serving Prabhupada, serving an eternal resident of the spiritual world, following in the footsteps of the gopis by doing that externally. We don't have to follow in the footsteps of the gopis right now by meditating on the gopis and doing all these other things. We simply have to serve Prabhupada's mission. Okay. And that's today's lesson. Okay. Thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Shri Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha.
To know.
Go Sami, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya, Iskan, Founder of Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya, Ananda Koti, Vaishnav, Vrindika Jaya, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Jaya, Prince, Sego, Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shidwaita Gadadha, Sri Vasani Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya, Sri Sri Radhakrishna Govardhana, Sri Mukunda Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan Kijaya, Vrindavanam Kijaya, Maturidam Kijaya, Jagadanda Sami Kijaya, Yamunamai Kijaya, Shivani Lassite Kijaya, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Kijaya, Gaur Premananda, Hari Hari Gaurabho, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Sri Guru and Gauranga, Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I'll read the translation. I offer my respectful obeisances to the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anybody. Whatever they do, they are pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus, they are engaged in the missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls of the material universe. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizingly studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus, they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are very much enriched in understanding Lord Chaitanya, and who are thus expert in narrating his transcendental qualities. They can purify all conditioned souls from the reactions of their sinful activities by pouring upon them the transcendental songs about Govinda. As such, they are very expert in increasing the limits of the ocean of transcendental bliss, and they are the saviors of the living entities from the devouring mouth of liberation. Wow. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who kicked off all the association of aristocracy as insignificant in order to deliver the poor conditioned souls. They accepted loincloths, treating themselves as mendicants, but they are always merged in the ecstatic ocean of the gopis' love for Krishna and bathe always and repeatedly in the waves of that ocean. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in worshipping Radha Krishna in the transcendental land of Vrindavan, where there are beautiful trees full of fruits and flowers which have under their roots all valuable jewels. The Goswamis are perfectly competent to bestow upon the living entities the greatest boon of the goal of life. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord and bowing down in a scheduled measurement. In this way, they utilize their valuable lives in executing their devotional activities. They conquered over eating and sleeping and were always meek and humble, enchanted by remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are sometimes on the bank of the Radhakund Lake or on the shores of the Yamuna and sometimes at Vamshiva. There they appear just like madmen in the full ecstasy of the love for Krishna, exhibiting different transcendental symptoms on their bodies, and they were merged in the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are chanting very loudly everywhere in Vrindavan, shouting, Queen of Vrindavan, Radharani, O Lalita, O son of Nanda Maharaj, where are you now? Are you just on the hill of Govardhan, or are you under the trees on the bank of Yamuna? Where are you? These were their moves in executing Krishna consciousness. So, six Goswamis, Ghee, Jai. Okay, Shikshashtaka.